All right, everyone. Welcome to another Three Stars Podcast Half Shot. Today, we are going to talk about seating incomplete parties.
Or lack thereof.
Or what?
Not seating incomplete parties.
Oh, okay.
This is why I love bartending versus seating. Like being a server, like it's... You have to deal with so much more bullshit as a server.
That is true. Yeah, so we're going to talk about not seating incomplete. The reasons that we or
some establishments choose not to seat incomplete parties.
Seat incomplete parties. Okay.
It's not to pick on you.
Nope.
No, absolutely not. So I have definitely been to places where they don't seat an incomplete party, and it does kind of suck. And I totally get it.
It does suck.
We went out for brunch with Samantha's whole family, and Samantha had some things going on and couldn't make it. And there were like
she's a very big deal.
There were like nine of us, and Samantha was indisposed and couldn't get there at the same time. And I mean, we're missing one person.
Me.
And I could have ordered for Samantha.
Yep.
And I even told them that. I was like, I know what she'll eat. I will order for her.
But if they make an exception for you.
Right. So, but they refused to seat us. And okay, I get it. I wasn't happy about it, but I understand. And here's the reason why. When.
Drum roll.
It's annoying.
When you seat an incomplete party, it makes that whole experience drag out. Last longer, it cuts in on the seating of other parties who are already complete parties,
right?
And
it throws the server off.
You're fucking with the steps of service,
right?
Even a good server will be able, like, you'll be able to handle it, but there's going to be like, so I'm at this point, fraction this point because I have to come back here, like,
right.
So like everybody's drinks are full but this person isn't here yet,
right?
So like there's just a lot of things.
There are a lot of things, right? Because let's just say I'm the server, right? I walk up and I greet the party of four. They're still waiting on two more people,
right?
And I've done all of the, these are the specials for the day. What, you know,
you've dropped the apps. Everybody knows what's on tap. Like,
can I start you off with drinks and all that kind of stuff? Okay, fine. But then I come back with all of those things. The other two people aren't here yet. And now they don't want to order until those other two people get here.
Right.
Well, you're taking up my table.
Right.
You're taking up my time. You're taking up my
space.
There's
potential money to be made there
versus actual
money
that's being made at
other tables.
Right. But I've also had it, you know, the potential money to be made with that four top waiting for two more. The two don't show up. Oh,
right.
I'm sorry.
Or one shows up and the second one shows up a little later. So now you're making me do three times the fucking work.
You took up a six top table when there's only four of you and I have a six top waiting at the door.
And now they're pissy because they've waited to
even
order
longer.
Because they're waiting on their friends
and
ended up not showing up. And that's somehow my fault as a server.
Right. Or they go ahead and order. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the food has started. And now two more people come in. Join.
And they expect it to just be lickety split.
Right.
It doesn't work like that.
So now some people get their food. Some people have their drinks. Now some people want their second round of drinks. And these people haven't gotten their first round of drinks. And,
so this table's
complicated. And the new people, right. While you've got four, five, six other tables that you're worrying about.
I'm going to come right out and say it. I'm going to provide better service to the people that I know are like, I know they're in line and I know what's happening versus this table. Like after a certain point, it just becomes, it's not worth
it. It's overly complicated.
It's overly complicated. You're gambling.
It doesn't have to be.
I don't know about you two, but I've noticed that most of these places that do not take incomplete parties and seat them are breakfast, brunch, lunch places.
Yeah,
they're hardly ever dinner.
Right.
But I mean, the main point of that is because breakfast, brunch is high turnover. And it
takes longer.
It does. And everybody comes. It's like all of you guests know you all talk to each other and you all come in at the exact same time.
Right.
So we get hit. All at the same time.
Flood.
We get five tables at once.
There's always a time.
That's five tickets from one server going back to the kitchen. If you have five servers on, that's 25 tickets going back at one time.
Right.
Man, that's
so
math.
You're already battling just to get like 5 minutes in between tables.
Right.
And then you have this one table
who's waiting on two other people.
Right, and maybe they were cool at first, but then those other two people show
they
up.
They show up and they're like, okay, now we want
to expect everything to
just don't work that way.
Now it's got to happen fast.
You're 20 minutes behind everybody else. Like,
if you're lucky. Right. If you're lucky. And most breakfast places, the cooks know how to crank their food out real quick.
Right. Yeah, breakfast is set up and brunch is set up to be that way. And what's worse is that you have that elongated amount of time on that table. You can't turn that table.
Right. You're
basically costing me money.
Costing me money.
And you have a higher expectation of me.
Yep.
Like you demand all of my attention. Like, fuck you. I'm going to deal with my other five tables, which I know.
Right. Who all showed up on time. Tip who me. All put their order in on time.
If you don't tip me or not, like, I've already accepted the fact, like, this
whatever,
is a gamble.
It's how it's
this
gonna
could go one
go.
Way or
and
the
there
other.
There are times where you can cut a little slack. Okay, yeah, it's kind of slow. Oh, your whole party's not here yet.
Right.
Not a big deal. But if we're heading into, you know, like it's dinner time and
peak hours
and you had a reservation for 7 o'clock and you had a reservation for 6. But only 4 of you have shown up.
That's your bad, not mine.
Yeah, and now those other people don't show up until 7:30. I mean, it really stresses out.
It fucks everything up.
Everything for everyone involved in that building. I mean, it messes it up for us as servers and bartenders. It messes it up for the cooks. It messes it up for the establishment, who now has another reservation
that's following. They have to push.
Or has other people who are waiting on the wait list to be able to get in. I mean, it definitely, like, it's a problem to show up when your party is incomplete and expect to be seated and taken care of.
Have some personal accountability. That's it. That's the bottom line.
A lot of things that the people who never work in customer service, a lot of the things that they don't understand are these things that we're explaining in Half Shots and in our podcast. But the bottom line is that if you walk into a restaurant, it's not a haphazard place.
No, there's a system.
We have a system. We have things set in motion and rules, and not just front of the house, but
back of house.
So there's two different entities under one roof. There are two different jobs, organisms.
And we're going to have to do a half shot on
roof.
Special orders while we're talking.
Right.
Absolutely.
So all, for all
7 minutes
you,
in our line of work is a fucking lifetime.
Yeah. For all of you. Ah, you did it. For all of you who have never worked in the restaurant, in a bar, you know, customer service this way, you need to stop thinking that the world revolves around you
doesn't.
You only, and that what you may see as chaos, it may seem that way, but it actually is perfection at its finest.
There's
and we are
method
doing
to the madness.
Yeah, methods that we are doing the best that we can with that method of madness.
We live in the eye of the storm.
We do.
And the two really important things. One, like when you say like it's not all about you, like we definitely try to make
it. We make it about you.
Yeah, we definitely try to make it
it's
about
an
you.
Illusion.
But like someone will say to me, oh, well, how long does it take to scramble eggs, right? Well, it doesn't take long to scramble eggs for you, but there are 16
people
in this restaurant who have also ordered scrambled eggs or whatever it is.
I read a Yelp review where the guy said that. The guy actually said, it's breakfast food. How hard is it to make it?
I don't know, Hotshot. Why don't you show me?
Not that hard, but when you've got 30 tickets lined up.
So there's that, right? So
there's
understand that there's a system in place to handle all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And take it in on yourself and think about when you are at your job, whatever it is that you do for a living, and what is it that happens there that you're like, oh, people just don't understand how this works.
I don't come down to Colfax, slap the dick out of your hand and tell you how you're supposed to fucking put it in your mouth, right? I love it.
That's another half shot.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening in on this half shot, and we will see you in the next full episode and the next half shot.
Cheers.
Bye.